Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he's in!
Right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness!
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20! 15-10-5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
We are into some very interesting times in the National Football League, to say the least. The lockout is over, but a fast and furious stretch is about to begin. You heard it right here on this show last night from Browns president Mike Holmgren.
It'll be a little wild. This is unprecedented, and they don't have a lot of time to do a lot of things.
And when Mike Holmgren says they, one of those they is a he. General Manager Tom Heckert. He's part of the Browns team of negotiators, of contract signers, very, very busy man, and he's going to join us tonight to help break down what is going on in the new rules, the collective bargaining agreement, this crazy, crazy time of getting players under contract, trying to get a 90-man roster together by Friday. Yeah, Friday is when camp opens. That is right around the corner. Joe Haden, among the players. We had real live football players in the building today. Joe Haden, cornerback, among them, and he'll join us as well. Phil Sims, lead analyst, NFL analyst for CBS, partners with Jim Nance. He's going to join us, going to give us a national perspective. We'll get a lot of local perspective on the Browns. We're going to get the view from someone on a national scale, and you'll be looking forward to hearing what he has to say as well. And it's Quarterbacks Legends Week here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Brian Sipe, yep, the one and only. He'll be aboard with us as well, checking in from California. This is an interactive show, folks. We tell you that, and each day you can ask questions via our Ask Vic feature on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Just log on to the Browns' official Facebook page at facebook.com/Cleveland Browns and post your question for me to answer live on the air in the final segment of every show. Look for Ask Vic. The post is on your wall, and that's facebook.com/Cleveland Browns. Also, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will test your knowledge, your Browns knowledge, while also giving you a chance to win a prize each day. This week, $20 gift certificate from Quaker Steak and Lube, valid at the Valley View and Sheffield locations. Each show will post a Cleveland Browns Daily trivia question of the day on the wall on the official Browns page. And again, answer that in the last segment. Today's question, listen carefully, what five players have their jerseys retired by the Browns, and what numbers did they wear? Couple of minutes, we will be talking with Browns General Manager Tom Heckert, a very busy guy. Stick around for that and much more. Tom's laughing in the background. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's the final days of Liberty's summer sales event. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of quality-checked pre-owned vehicles. We guarantee the market's best used car pricing, so you don't have to haggle to get the best deal. Rates as low as 1.9%. All makes and models, certified pre-owned, and more. Visit our website and learn about Liberty's equity review event going on now. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Excuse me, what's going on here?
Well, looks like you forgot to feed the meter.
But the sign says free parking.
Mm-hmm. Read below that.
Only on Saturdays and Sundays. But today's Sunday.
Yeah, but now, read below that.
From 1 to 2 p.m., red cars not eligible. Seriously, is this a joke?
No, but did you hear the one about the guy whose car got towed?
Oh, come on!
Feel like there's always a catch? Welcome to Asterisk Free Checking from Huntington. There's no monthly checking maintenance fee, no minimum balance requirements, and no minimum debit transactions. Not to mention free ID theft resolution. No kidding. No asterisks. Just stop by one of our branches or visit Huntington.com/checking to learn more. Asterisk Free Checking, only from Huntington. Welcome. Member FDIC.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
Sort the bottles. Separate the paper from the plastic. Only the right kind of plastics. Recycling is important. But here's a simple way to recycle and save money from Kodak and OfficeMax. It's the Recycle a Little, Save a Lot event. Simply bring any ink or toner cartridge to OfficeMax for recycling. Then buy a Kodak ESP all-in-one printer and Kodak ink combo pack, and you'll save up to $80. So you can head back to school with a new printer and save every time you print. Because only Kodak has the lowest total ink replacement cost. Do a little recycling and a lot of saving. Just bring in any ink or toner cartridge to OfficeMax for the Recycle a Little, Save a Lot event and save up to $80 on a new Kodak printer. Valid through Saturday, August 20th, 2011. Offer in-store only. Cannot be combined with other offers or discounts. Discount cannot be applied to previous purchases. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Hey gang, the Roadman Kenny Rota here for Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge on the Bedford Auto Mile, and boy do they have some fireworks for you this month. You can drive the same car I'm driving, the all-new 2011 Chrysler 200. Lease it for as low as $99 a month with $3,500 down. If you don't want to lease the new Chrysler 200, no problem. You can buy it and choose between a $2,000 Chrysler rebate or 0% APR for up to 60 months. Ask for my man Rick Heller because he told me he has over 100 of these new Chrysler 200s for you to pick from. I'm loving the new Chrysler 200. It's a sweet-looking car that rides great and has all the new technology you need, and it's affordable. So head on out to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge at 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile and celebrate America's birthday by saving on quality cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans at prices you can afford. You'll get a complete car buying experience from the great staff at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. For more info, call them at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
Route 8 southbound before 76, there's an accident back in 71 south. Slow between Harvard and Forbes, 71 northbound back in West 25th to the Interbelt Bridge. You've got backups on 77 southbound between Rockside and Pleasant Valley. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Tom Heckert is beginning his second season as general manager of the Cleveland Browns, and we welcome him to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
You know, you look for a guy who has been not working on a whole lot of sleep and has been very busy, reasonably refreshed. What has this these last 24 hours been like for you?
It's been a little hectic, to say the least. Sleep deprived, but everything else is good. You know, we had the league kind of sprung a little new rule on us last night when we started out with we were allowed to start. You know, originally we thought we were gonna have to sign the college free agents this morning, but they called a little after 6 last night and said we were opening up at 7, so we kind of had to get right going and worked well into this morning, and you know, hopefully we picked up some good college free agents.
And the general plan here is to get these guys in the building tomorrow. Rough numbers, about how many guys you think?
We're gonna be about 23 college free agents, okay. And hopefully they'll be in here tomorrow.
Okay, and then when they come in, pen hits paper, and it's
exactly
it's all official.
Yep.
And with regard to that, is with 90 players on a camp roster versus 80, how does that change things for you?
You know, I think in the overall thing, it's a good thing for us, just because, you know, if you do get a couple guys banged up, you have enough guys to practice. But you know, when they spring it on you quite, you know, at this short a time period, it's a little more difficult. But no, it is what it is, and you know, we got them done, and we should be ready to go.
And Tom, you mentioned this, and Mike Holmgren mentioned this last night on this show as well, that things have been fluid and changing. With each process, you get kind of revised rules. So walk us through what this is like for especially a guy like you who's been in this league and operated under one set of rules for a while, and you get these not only new rules, but new rules that keep kind of shifting on you. Give us a sense of that.
It's not good. You know, I'm glad we got a 10-year a deal with the CBA because I don't want to go through this again. But, you know, it really has been. It's interesting. You know, it's difficult, but it's the same for everybody. And, you know, it's you know, one day you're getting rules on college free agents. One day you're getting rules on your rookie pool number. And one time you're getting, you know, your off-season schedule, you know, when you start training camp, what you can do in practice. So it's really been a very interesting time. And like I said, I'm glad we're not going to have to go through this again for at least 10 years or so.
And you might take you 10 years to get used to it.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, you know, even I just got off a conference, you know, with Pat. We were just on a conference call with the league just talking more about, you know, the rules of practice. And then I got another conference call tomorrow morning. And just there's still, it's, you know, it's done, but there's still some moving parts to this thing where everybody's not sure exactly how to go about things. And so it's really going to take some time to get used to.
All right, let's address that in terms of your best understanding, because there is some interesting stuff here, as you put it. What are the rules of engagement for when guys can hit the field as far as practice goes, broken down by rookies and then unrestricted?
That's free. Exactly right. There's different rules for all of them. That's the kind of the strange thing. But the rookies, college free agents, and the draft choices, they're going to be fine. If, you know, once they're signed under contract, they will be able to hit the field right off the bat when we start training camp.
On Friday.
Yes. Then the guys who are under contract, currently, they'll be able to hit the field. Now, unrestricted and restricted free agents, even exclusive right guys that actually haven't signed the contract, but they really don't have a choice of going anywhere, the way it is right now, they're probably going to have to wait until this whole thing gets settled with the recertification, and that's probably, you know, at the latest it's going to be August 4th, supposedly, but wow, that could, you know, hopefully get a little sooner, so get them out in the field.
So it could get moved up, possibly.
Well, I think it's just a matter of what, you know, that's the lawyers and everybody has to get involved with, okay, that. So that, you know, we're hoping it does, but we don't know that.
And if it's August 4th, wow. I mean, because you really, that's a good chunk of time that's gone, right? I mean, so in talking with Pat Shurmur, your head coach, how do you plan around that right now?
You really can't. You know, you just got to go with what you have, and then when the guys that can practice are allowed to, then you just throw them in. But, you know, you just got to carry on. You know, we'll start practice with the guys we have, and then just add the guys, you know, whether we sign unrestricted free agents or even we sign our own unrestricted free agents, or we'll just throw them in the mix.
Tom Hecker, general manager of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Tom, as far as this idea that you're negotiating with your unrestricted free agents, or guys from either other teams or your own guys,
yes,
you can negotiate, not sign, correct?
Exactly. And we have been doing that. You know, we started today, and we've talked to quite a few players, you know, our own and other players, and you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's a different process, like you said, where, you know, in past years the unrestricted guys, you know, if you got a deal done, you got them done, and now you can talk with them, but you really can't do anything until Friday. So it's a different situation. It really is.
It sounds really bizarre. I mean,
it is.
Give me as best you can, kind of an example. I know we can leave names out of the equation, but kind of an example. All right, I'm the agent of, right, the player. You're talking with me. How far can we go with this courtship, and then till the wedding, so to speak? How far do we go to the point where you and I say we got a deal, but we really don't have a deal?
Yeah, and I think I think the agents are actually trying to figure that out as well. Where I don't think they want to commit too far because they have until Friday for somebody else to jump into the picture. So it's really been an interesting thing. Most agents that we've talked to have really kind of slow played it a little bit. You know, everybody, mm-hmm, like, where are you thinking? You know, what do you, you know, where, you know, then it's more like the kind of the fits and, you know, do they fit better here and all that stuff. Where before it was strictly all about money, basically. You know, you want this guy, how much you're willing to do, and let's get a deal done. And now it's just not, hasn't been that way, at least for us today.
And when you think about that, you have relationships with agents. They have relationships with you. You've been in this business a while. Is that what you're trusting and leaning on now? Does it matter that you have history with people and that they represent other people whose outcomes can be affected by your decisions and this organization's decisions?
And never trust an agent. No, I'm just kidding. No, and that's right. And actually, it just kind of happened where the guys that we've actually talked to today, and the guys that we have on our team,
yeah,
I do have a very good relationship with these guys. So it helps. There's no question about it. You can I think when if you do have an agent that you're dealing with that you do get along very well with or have relationships with, you can kind of cut around some of the stuff where it's, you know, we're going to lowball you, they're going to highball, you know, we can kind of throw that stuff out and kind of get to the chase pretty quickly, and that's a positive thing for us.
When you got to the point or get to a point where the conversation ends, let's say, until you're going to have hopefully that signing of the guy, how do you leave it? I mean, what's...
Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, you kind of say, well, you know, and I think everybody knows in negotiations where, you know, and obviously I think you saw it in the CBA negotiation where you get to a point where you kind of know everybody's got a little more room to go in a certain way, and but you're always, you know, there's always a risk that somebody else jumps in there and the guy just goes. So you never really know. Like, until you get the guy signed on the dotted line, you never know if you're going to get him.
I keep thinking of the scene from Jerry Maguire where he's, you know, my word or my handshake is as good as oak.
Yeah,
you're kind of dealing with a lot of oak here.
No, and you know, I tell you what, I know agents sometimes get a bad reputation, but in majority of them are great guys, and you can trust them. But I guarantee you talk to any general manager, any contract negotiator in the league, and they've had that happen where they've had an agreement, and you know, one thing leads to another, and they change their mind or they don't sign the contract.
Approach to free agency, unrestricted guys from other teams. How is that? How are you going with that? Because at one point I heard you before I came aboard, you were making references that this wasn't going to be a real aggressive approach. But and I don't know what that really means. But right. Help us define what it does mean in the approach.
Well, I think you saw a little bit of it last year. I mean, we were aggressive on some players, but we are not going to go crazy in free agency, and that doesn't mean the money. It's just, you know, we obviously, and I think Coach Holmgren said it last night, where you know, our philosophy is to build through the draft, and you know, we were an older team last year, and we have to get younger, and we know that, and obviously through the draft, that's how you do that. So, you know, there are certain players that we're going to go after, and if we think they can help the Cleveland Browns, we'll do it. But we're not just going to go out and spend money just to spend money and say, you know, we need this guy or we need this position. But if there's a player at that position, we'd definitely be interested. But to say we're just going to go out and get this position just because, you know, it might be a need, but to overpay and free agency is just, and I think it's proven throughout the, you know, history of free agency, it's not the way to go. And you know, you're going to hit on some guys, and I think last year we were very, very fortunate to sign the players we signed, and they're great guys and the kind of guys we want to have in this organization. But there's a lot of mistakes being made in free agency, and I just, you know, as much as you can stay clear of it, I think the better off your organization is going to be.
Mike Holmgren did say last night, in terms of positions, he said they'd be sort of obvious, the ones we'd look for, and he listed...
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
And he listed wide receiver. He did put it out there.
Well, you know, and that's... But I do think, like we've said all along, if there's a player that we think can help us, and the right kind of player, we'll definitely go after him. That's not to say we're 100% going to do that, and, you know, obviously a lot of things have to... the agent's got to agree, the player's got to agree, and we have to feel good about it. So we do feel good, and I think we've all said that we do feel good about our receivers, and we do have some young guys that we like, and we all, you know, we talk about it, you know, all the time, but Carlton Mitchell and Jordan Norwood and... you know, obviously we drafted Greg Little, and we like the you know, Robo and Masquel. We like them, so we have to wait and see how it pans out. But we don't want to give up on guys too soon. You know, we think, you know, the offense we run, I think, is a receiver friendly offense, and so let's give them a chance and then see what we have.
You go in really liking your own, and you really have to. This has to be so compelling.
No,
to you, that you go for
exactly right. I mean, because I don't think we've, at least me personally, I haven't seen enough of our players to from last year. You know, obviously the receivers didn't catch a whole lot of balls, and we have to see if they can do it. And obviously, if they can't, then, you know, it's my job to find somebody that can. But right now we think we have pretty good players.
As far as the cap is concerned, among the many changes in the CBA, $120 million is the projected salary cap for this year. It's lower than it was 2 years ago.
Right.
Right. And then in terms of what you have, what room you sort of have, I've seen media reports speculating that this team is in the 30-plus million or so range. Other places I put it maybe closer to 30. So if for argument's sake, if that's close to what it should be or is that, what does that mean to you as far as room?
Well, it's obviously a great thing to have, you know, okay. and our contract negotiator Matt Thomas will kill me for mentioning his name, but no, I think he's the best in the business.
He almost killed me too, by the way.
But no, he's great at what he does, and You know, we're in great shape. You know, and you know, not only that obviously helps in free agency when you need it, but it, you know, obviously we have some guys that we'd like to redo their contracts, and so the more room you can have, the better off you're going to be to make sure you keep your young good players. We want to keep those guys, and you know, we have every intention of doing that.
And the other interesting dynamic to all this is, and I think I got this right, $75,000 cap on bonus money for the undrafted free agents. It does. I mean, you've, as you mentioned, about 20 plus guys that you'd have coming here. So, how was that a problem or a hassle to deal with?
You know, it really wasn't for us. You know, it could be at times, but we were good.
So that wasn't that big of a
headache. Right, yeah, that was another one of the rules that we were kind of changed. One time you said you could to go over the $75,000 allotment, but you had to take it out of your rookie pool, and then there's another rule that said you couldn't do it. So that was a little confusing as well, but we got around that.
Do you feel in control as best you can? Like you said, you're calling and asking questions. Is the league being really diligent in giving answers and open? Are you clear enough, or –
Yeah, I mean, it's a major. There's a lot of stuff that goes on. You know, there's a lot of moving parts, but the league's doing the best they can, and you know, we understand that. And you know, I think we're relaxed enough where we're not going crazy on all this stuff, but we just kind of roll with the punches.
Wish you all the best, Tom. I know this is a crazy time, and you stole some time to be with us. We appreciate it greatly.
All right, no problem, guys.
All right, that is General Manager Tom Hecker joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up with you in association, by the way, with Quaker Steak and Lube. Stick around for a conversation with Browns cornerback Joe Hayden right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's the final days of Liberty Ford's summer sales event. Hurry in to get special savings on Ohio's best selection of new Fords. Right now, lease the industry's safest, most fuel-efficient SUV, Ford Escape, for only $199 a month. That's right, only $199 a month. Visit our website and learn about Liberty's equity review event going on now. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's a touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA sauced your way, or grab our signature inch thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for affordable ways to improve my home. And for the month of August, Bill and Mike at Universal Windows Direct have two incredible offers for homeowners. $200 off on each of their energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. And they're taking $2,500 off on their exceptional vinyl siding. Plus, Universal will give you 0% financing for 24 months. And be sure to ask about the 2011 Federal Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Sort the bottles. Separate the paper from the plastic. Only the right kind of plastics. Recycling is important. But here's a simple way to recycle and save money from Kodak and Office Max. It's the Recycle a Little, Save a Lot event. Simply bring any ink or toner cartridge to Office Max for recycling. Then buy a Kodak ESP all-in-one printer and Kodak Ink combo pack, and you'll save up to $80. So you can head back to school with a new printer and save every time you print. Because only Kodak has the lowest total ink replacement cost. Do a little recycling and a lot of saving. Just bring in any ink or toner cartridge to Office Max for the Recycle a Little, Save a Lot event, and save up to $80 on a new Kodak printer. Valid through Saturday, August 20th, 2011. Offer in-store only. Cannot be combined with other offers or discounts. Discount cannot be applied to previous purchases. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Hey, it's Hammer with good news for football fans. To celebrate the end of this whole lockout debacle, DirecTV is now including NFL Sunday Ticket at no extra charge to anyone who calls 1-800-DIRECTV to switch. That's every game, every Sunday, no extra charge, the ultimate no-brainer. If anyone has thought about switching in the past and didn't want to because they didn't want to pay for Sunday Ticket, well, now there's no reason not to switch to DirecTV. For anyone who calls 1-800-DIRECTV switches today, They'll include NFL Sunday Ticket with every game every Sunday at no extra charge. Think about it. Every game every Sunday included now when you sign up for DirecTV. DirecTV's never done this before. Limited time, so take advantage. Whether you're a displaced fan or not, you've got to switch. Not only will you get every game on your flat screen, but also every game on your cell phone, your laptop, your iPad. DirecTV, the only place where you can watch entire games live, so switch to DirecTV today. 1-800-DIRECTV, 1-800-DIRECTV.
Tony Rizzo has not forgiven LeBron James.
Apology unaccepted.
Catch the Really Big Show weekday mornings at 9 on ESPN 850 WKNR. Streaming live at ESPNCleveland.com.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for affordable ways to improve my home. Since 2002, Universal Windows Direct has been the area's number one choice for quality vinyl replacement windows. Their windows are made using exclusive aerospace material and glass, but it's Universal's exceptional installers who make the difference. Your windows will be installed fast, and the crew will leave your house as spotless as when they arrived. I should know, I just had Universal Windows installed in my home. They did a great job. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Several Browns players arrived in Berea today, Colt McCoy among them, and so was cornerback Joe Hayden. Here's our own Jameer Howerton with Joe.
Joe, how does it feel to be back in the facility? I'm just catching you now. Looks like you've been running and working out. Talk to me.
Hey, it feels real good. I got back earlier this morning with TJ. They said the lockout was officially lifted so we can get back in here and work out. It just feels real good. It felt like the first day of school last night. Couldn't even go to sleep. And I woke up this morning just ready, hype, ready to get back into the game plan, meet with the coaches, get the playbook, because I didn't get the new scheme. So coming up here and getting that, just getting reacquainted with the staff, everybody, it feels real good.
I was going to ask you what you've been doing this off season, but it's clear from those arms, it looks like you've been working out pretty hard.
Yeah, I've been back at home. I've been in Maryland. That's why I have my gym, Hayden Sports and Performance, in Forestville, ran by my dad. So I was basically just spending time with my family and working out there. So everything was good. That was the one positive from the lockout. I got to spend a whole lot of time with my family.
And let's talk about the lockout, because everybody's going to be dealing with their uphill battles. But the Browns, we have a new head coach, we have a new defensive coordinator, a new offense, a whole new system. What do you want to get accomplished moving forward?
Basically, just want to get to know the playbook, honestly. I feel like everybody on the team has the talent and the ability. The one thing that's going to slow us down is if you don't know what you're doing, because you can't go full speed the wrong way. That's one thing that I've learned that was one of the most important things. If you know what you're doing, then you can go play your fastest. You can let instincts play for you. But if you're second-guessing, then you're always going to be a step or two behind.
Have you been able to meet the new defensive coordinator?
Yeah, I got to meet him. Actually, me and TJ came up here when the lockout got lifted for a day, and then we got locked back out. That one day we came up here and met with everybody, but we didn't get the playbook. We just got to talk because we didn't know them, so we mean more on a personal level. And now we come up here more of on a defensive scheme and what we got to do to win.
And for you, you know, there's a new head coach, but you still have the same position coach. How much of a plus is that for you and TJ to know that you'll be rejoined with Coach Jerome Henderson?
Oh, that's one of the biggest things. I was really excited. When we lost Coach Ron, Coach Ron was really, really upset. But when they said we kept Coach Rome, that was who me and TJ and E. Wright, we spent most of our time with. We got a relationship. We built a relationship with him. He trusted us. We trusted him. And him coming back really is going to help us because he knows how we learn best and we know how he coaches. So that's one thing that we just skip over that part, and now we just getting into the playbook together.
It's day one. You're back in the building. You seem like you just got done running with Coach Kent Johnson, strength and conditioning coach. Now are you up going upstairs to work with Coach Jerome Henderson?
We about to hit up. Me and TJ about to work on our hands, hit the jugs up. Then we're going to hit the steam room. Then we're going to holler at Coach Jerome.
It never stops.
Nothing. It never stops.
Welcome back, Jay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
Great stuff, Jameer. Thank you so much. He is the former New York Giants quarterback. He's a Super Bowl MVP and the lead CBS NFL analyst. He is Phil Simms. Phil, thanks so much for joining us.
Vic, my pleasure. Good to be on the show, and I'm glad to hear things are going well.
Things are going great, man, and I do appreciate it, and couldn't think of a better first national guest to bring on week one of the show. Are you concerned at all about the quality of football we're going to see after the loss of these off-season workouts and the shortening of practice time and training camp and so forth?
Well, of course, it could have an effect on some of the play, and every time there's a mistake made, it's going to be, oh, well, if it had OTAs, it would have worked out. And I don't know. You know, my point of it is maybe it's good for the players. They got some time off. A lot of times teams don't give the players enough time off. Now they've had a sustained time of period where they could do some resistance training, running, healing, and probably be healthier overall than they've ever been going into a season. So I think there are some pluses to this, to the strike, to the holdout, whatever you want to call it, and we'll just have to wait and see.
And again, from your own playing experience, you've been through work stoppages before, so you know what they're like from handling it as a player. What would you say your advice is to those? I know it's different that it's an off season that they dealt with, and yours were in season situations that you were part of. What are some of the key things to keep in mind when you go back to work?
Well, of course, you know, everybody talks about, oh, the coach has got to make sure they do this and that, and you know, I'm being sarcastic a little, and I go, wow, these guys are, this is what they do for a living. They're going to be careful with not overworking the players. I think most coaches have gone to the safe side and gone overboard over the last years because all they do is, you know, worry about injuries. And we talk about the quality of play, Vic. What did they do years ago when there's no such thing as OTAs and stuff like that? And, you know, it didn't affect the quality of play then. And, you know, OTAs, yeah, you learn the system, and there's a lot there in the classroom, I guess, some of the things you can learn. But I really just, my guess is about 70 to 80% of all that stuff is a waste of time. I really believe that. And I think a lot of players felt the same way. And maybe the new system's going to be better for everybody involved and maybe even help the quality of play on the field.
Browns have a new head coach in Pat Shurmur, and certainly a young quarterback in Colt McCoy. Lots of talk about the challenges these two especially, but the team as a whole will face because of the fact that there is some newness here. What's your take on the challenges, especially for young Colt McCoy?
Well, hopefully he got some of that playbook before the strike started, and I'm sure he did, so he's going to at least have the basic stuff down. A new quarterback, new coach. I will admit it does. I think that's one part of the holdout or the strike that's just going to hurt some teams because of that. You know, I look at Colt McCoy. I thought he did a terrific job last year when he came in. And you know what? When you're new and you're a rookie, anything you do is exciting. And we got the guy. But now, you know, the second year comes. And it's not new anymore. And the expectations and the productivity, the fans, the media, everybody's going to want to see more. And so it's going to be much rougher for everybody involved. But the Browns, just looking at their roster, what they did in the draft, and it looks like they've got a really good plan under Mike Holmgren. And, you know, I'm curious to see, you know, how it I guess how it advances over what I saw last year. I saw a good, solid football team last year.
Right.
But you know what? I never saw parts that were going to make it a winner. And I guess the best way to say it is you need playmakers to win in the NFL. You need stars. And I don't know. I know the Browns right now don't have enough stars.
As far as that division, talking about the challenges they face, the AFC North, pretty tough. Last I checked, they had the defending AFC champion Steelers in there, who the guys with some Super Bowl rings on their fingers. Ravens, pretty good football team. And then, of course, you also have the Bengals. Your assessment of the competition in the AFC North that the Browns have to contend with?
Well, of course, you got to go to the big two there, the Ravens and the Steelers. And, you know, in a sport where being tough, you just expect it, and everybody expects it. They personify it. They really are two of the tougher, more physical teams in the league. And if you want to win that division, you got to play that type of game mentally and physically. And like I said, I think the Browns are kind of on their way there. Weather restricts some things a little bit. But, you know, when I look at the Steelers and the Ravens, you know, I just see a lot of players on each side of the ball, Vic, that can win a game for you. So the team can play really bad, and Ben Roethlisberger can, you know, throw off a tackle and throw a pass, and, oh, we won, even though we played awful. And you can say that about the Pittsburgh defense, too. Somebody can sack the quarterback, cause a fumble, and in saying that, those same factors are part of the reason why the Baltimore Ravens have had so much success under Coach Harbaugh. It's because they got a lot of guys in that field who, in any given moment, can make one play to win the game. And that's when you know you're a good football team, when you don't have to play your best, but one or two guys step up and win the game for you.
Phil, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us here. Great stuff, and we look forward to visiting with you again.
All right, Vic. Well, thank you very much. I'm happy for you. It sounds like things are going great for you, and I look forward to talking to you during the year. And, of course, I'm going to follow the Cleveland Browns pretty close and see how things work out for them.
Super Bowl MVP Phil Simms, CBS lead analyst for their NFL coverage, joining us here. And another quarterback is coming up, Brian Sipe, former Browns great. You'll be hearing from him. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Now, Browns players return to team headquarters today with minds on football now instead of labor disputes. Among the players arriving in Berea today, safety T.J. Ward, cornerback Joe Hayden, and quarterback Colt McCoy. Training camp will start on Friday. Fans will be welcome at camp starting on Sunday. Should get an official training camp practice schedule here in the very, very near future. Now, NFL teams are able to sign draft picks and rookie free agents today, as well as conduct trades and start negotiating with free agents. As you just heard here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, GM Tom Heckert telling our Vic Carucci that free agency isn't always the way to go in building a team, because of course you may have your hits, but you may have your misses as well. Free agents can be signed on Friday. Now, Indians are looking to make it two straight against the Angels tonight at Progressive Field. Josh Tomlin will be on the mound against Jared Weaver. First pitch will be at 7:05. Tribe begins play tonight, just a game out of first in the AL Central. We'll get you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, coming up. I'm Dave DiNatale.
It's the final days of Liberty's summer sales event. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of quality-checked pre-owned vehicles. We guarantee the market's best used car pricing, so you don't have to haggle to get the best deal. Rates as low as 1.9%. All makes and models, certified pre-owned, and more. Visit our website and learn about Liberty's equity review event going on now. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
We've been voted festival favorite at the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Visit Quaker Steak and Lube for our best wings USA, sauced your way.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hey, it's Hammer with good news for football fans. To celebrate the end of this whole lockout debacle, DirecTV is now including NFL Sunday Ticket at no extra charge to anyone who calls 1-800-DIRECTV to switch. That's every game, every Sunday, no extra charge, the ultimate no-brainer. If anyone has thought about switching in the past and didn't want to because they didn't want to pay for Sunday Ticket, well, now there's no reason not to switch to DirecTV. For anyone who calls 1-800-DIRECTV, switches today. They'll include NFL Sunday Ticket with every game every Sunday at no extra charge. Think about it. Every game every Sunday included now when you sign up for DirecTV. DirecTV's never done this before. Limited time, so take advantage. Whether you're a displaced fan or not, you've got to switch. Not only will you get every game on your flat screen, but also every game on your cell phone, your laptop, your iPad. DirecTV, the only place where you can watch entire games live, so switch to DirecTV today. 1-800-DIRECTV, 1-800-DIRECTV.
Hey gang, the Roadman Kenny Rota here for Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge on the Bedford Auto Mile, and boy do they have some fireworks for you this month. You can drive the same car I'm driving, the all-new 2011 Chrysler 200. Lease it for as low as $99 a month with $3,500 down. If you don't want to lease the new Chrysler 200, no problem. You can buy it and choose between a $2,000 Chrysler rebate or 0% APR for up to 60 months. Ask for my man Rick Heller, because he told me he has over 100 of these new Chrysler 200s for you to pick from. I'm loving the new Chrysler 200. It's a sweet-looking car that rides great and has all the new technology you need, and it's affordable. So head on out to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge at 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile and celebrate America's birthday by saving on quality cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans at prices you can afford. You'll get a complete car buying experience from the great staff at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. For more info, call them at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
Wake up with Munch in the Morning.
What's not to like? Think about it. What's not to like?
Weekdays before Mike and Mike on ESPN 850 WKNR. Then from 7 to 9 on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. It's Quarterbacks Legends Week here on this show. We had Bernie Kosar yesterday. We'll have him again on Thursday in the studio. Today, it's Brian Sipes' turn. Brian, welcome to the show.
It's good to be on the show with you, Vic. How's things in Cleveland?
Things are growing great, and we are excited, first of all, to have you here on week one of this show. You were one of the people that we pinpointed. We know how well Browns fans relate to you and what a following you've had all these years. Even though you're out there in Southern California, I would imagine you still bump into your share of dog pound folks, huh?
Well, no doubt. And I'm always honored by the treatment I get from Browns fans all over the country. They're a special breed, and it certainly was a bright spot in my life to be able to share all those years with the folks in Cleveland and the Browns fans and the traditions we have back there. But you, no doubt, I run into Browns fans all over this country.
Well, you know, to talk about that, because obviously this is year two now of the Mike Holmgren regime, and he was brought in here obviously to get this thing turned around. A new head coach is aboard in Pat Shurmur. They're 2 years into drafting with this new philosophy in mind, Tom Heckert, the general manager. So high expectations, high hopes for this team. What would it mean to Cleveland, just what you know of this community, to get a Browns team that represents this area so well?
Well, you know, with all due respect to the Cavaliers and the Indians, Cleveland is a Browns town. And there was no doubt about that when I played back there. Everybody I talk to now confirms that. And, you know, one of the things that was so much fun for me, Vic, to be back there, coming out of Southern California, you know how we are out here. We're a bunch of beach boys and Hollywood and all that kind of stuff. The Browns are part of the fabric of the community and the people and the families back there. And people love to tell me stories about growing up and listening to the Browns games. This goes back a ways because I'm dating myself. But listening to the Browns games on radio, then watching them on television, it's so much a part of being a Clevelander. And I just think that city would become electric. And I know there was a lot of excitement. Has been the Indians had their run a few years ago and then the Cavaliers. But nothing lights that town up like a successful Browns program. And we got to experience it, the Cardiac Kids. Unfortunately, you know, we weren't a dynasty by any stretch of the imagination. We were trying to play against the world champion Pittsburgh Steelers and the
Houston Oilers were going to the championship game back then. The Cincinnati Bengals made it to the Super Bowl. So we were fighting tooth and nail every year. But we had a following and a devotion like nothing I'd ever experienced in my life.
One of the unfortunate similarities to when you played and this year, 2011, is a labor situation that we know wiped out the entire off season this year. In your case, the 1982 season saw a work stoppage because players went on strike. How big of a deal, and I guess I'd ask you this from the perspective of a coach, because you're the quarterback's coach at San Diego State, how big of a disruption is it to have this lost off season for these current players?
Yeah, Vic. Well, it's significant. I can speak better to our situation. I don't think we handled it particularly well. And I mean, when I say that, this is back in 1982. I don't think any of us really thought it was going to happen. So I think it caught us a little bit off guard. Now, I take responsibility for that, some of that, because being the quarterback and being the leader and having the organization and coaching staff step completely away from us, we could have done a better job of working out and being prepared for the conclusion of that thing. And I don't think we did that great of a job in 82, but I take as much responsibility for that as anybody.
We're visiting with Brian Sipe, legendary Browns quarterback. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's a natural thing for a quarterback, obviously, to maybe go into that coaching realm. It seems to be. But when I think of you, too, I also think of a guy who had a lot of great coaching influences. Was it more than just simply playing the position of quarterback that ultimately led you to this career as a coach, or were there some people who had influential, take us back to either college or certainly your Browns days, where you had some influences that guided you in this direction?
Well, no doubt, excuse me, my career was shaped and the result really of some great coaching. You know, now I was a bit of a knucklehead when I was young, and I just showed up for practice every day and did the best I could. It's not until you get a little bit older, especially when you raise your own kids and you look back and you realize that there were some people who invested not only a lot of time but quality time in making these things happen for you. And I was so blessed to be here at San Diego State when I was, because Coach Don Coryell was our head coach,
right.
And Coach Coryell, for your sports fans, if I have to tell them, is the only coach in history to win 100 college games and 100 pro games as a head coach. And he's a remarkable man. We just lost him last year, as a matter of fact, and had a great memorial to him out here. My quarterback's coach at the time was a fellow named Rod Dauhauer, who was a head coach at Indianapolis with the Colts, coached in the league for 30-some years. And he was just a young man when he was coaching me. But again, you know, I just kind of took for granted the staff I had around me. But I'm quick to say that it had everything to do with my career with the Browns, because I was so well prepared when I came to that first Browns training camp in 1972. There wasn't anything going on at that camp that overwhelmed me. I felt like I'd been well prepared for that, and even more in some respects. And so I had limited number of reps, being a 13th round draft pick, but when I had my opportunities, I knew how to take advantage of them. Okay. So those guys have been an inspiration to me, without a doubt, and from the college ranks. And then, as far as the Browns were concerned, some of your older listeners will remember Blanton Collier. He coached our last championship there with the Browns in 63, and he was helping out at camp, but he was the first coach that came alongside me and led me to believe that maybe I had a chance to not just make the Cleveland Browns, which I figured was a long shot, but he said that very first summer he thought that he saw in me something that would where he felt I could be successful in the NFL. That encouragement, I can't tell you, the encouragement at that time from that man with his stature meant everything to me. Mm. And then after that I went through a series of very good coaches. I remember Raymond Berry really helped me a lot when I finally got to start. And then probably the most influential man, and a man I call every week to this day, is Jim Schaffner. Has a history with the Cleveland Browns. He was a first round draft pick, coached there for a long time, was briefly the head coach there but just a remarkable man and remarkable human being. So these coaches have left their mark on my life, and I think more than anything else, it would be a privilege for me to have some young men be able to say that about me as well, and I hope that's the case.
Well, I'm not trying to be corny here, and I'm certainly not trying to curry any sight points, but as I speak with you, this is the God's honest truth. I'm staring at a huge color photograph of you, drop back and getting ready to throw the football. It's adorning our studio here in Berea, Ohio, so we're
nice.
Pretty excited about that. Yeah, nice. So just you made the Wall of Fame, Brian.
All right.
Hey, in closing, and you get this all the time, but I think it's mandatory. You got to ask someone as the years go by and you reflect. Is there a favorite moment, memory, something that you always carry with you from your Browns experience?
Sure, and you know what, I'm probably redundant on this because I get asked this from time to time, and there's two things that really jump out at me. In 1979, my father passed away, and he had very few opportunities to watch me play, but he came back, and the third game of the season in 1979, I think nobody understood that we were going to be as good as we were starting to be. We were a very young football team, and we had an opportunity to play the undefeated Dallas Cowboys, America's team, on Monday Night Football in Cleveland Municipal Stadium. There hadn't been a Monday night game there since the very first Monday night game. I think it was back in 1970. They played it at Cleveland Stadium, and we had a chance to play. We were undefeated. We were 2-0. The Cowboys were 2-0. There was a tremendous amount of interest in that game, but Cleveland just lit up. I mean, it was magic there for the whole week leading up to that. And my father being there, that was the last game he had a chance to see me play. And it was the next day when I put him on a plane was the last time that I saw him alive. But so that's always a very special memory. But this is one that you would only know as a football player. When we clinched the division championship the next year against the Cincinnati Bengals, right, our plane was delayed, and we were all stuck in the airport. But I don't think I remember a more joyful time in my life than to be with these very special 40-some guys and the coaching staff and all the support. And we spent a couple of hours in that terminal, and I mean, we laughed, we hugged. It was I almost didn't want the plane to show up. And there's just something that's unique about the experience of playing football and loving the guys that you play with. And, of course, back then we didn't have free agency, so we all knew each other very well.
Right.
But there was something about the camaraderie and the closeness that comes out of the passion and the struggle that football is that I haven't found anywhere else in life. But I always remember that event. So those two always come to my mind. And I owe it all to the Cleveland Browns and the fact that they made that possible for me. And I appreciate you having me on the show, Vic. This is great, and I wish you guys luck with the new program, and I'm looking forward to Colt being a great NFL All-Pro quarterback and for us getting back in the winning ways.
Can't thank you enough, Brian. Outstanding stuff, great memories, great rundown of everything. Brian Sipe, former standout quarterback for the Browns, joining us here. More ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
The Innerbelt northbound is backing up from West 14th all the way to Ontario. 77 northbound, you start to see brake lights at Pershing. Pretty solid once you get to 490, then up through East 9th. You do have overnight work set. That is going to be 77 south on the exit ramp to Route 82 eastbound, closing between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. Also overnight tonight, closing multiple lanes on 77 northbound between Oaks and Wallings. That's 7:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. to do some paving work. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
It's the final days of Liberty Ford's summer sales event. Hurry in to get special savings on Ohio's best selection of new Fords. Right now, lease the industry's safest, most fuel-efficient SUV, Ford Escape, for only $199 a month. That's right, only $199 a month. Visit our website and learn about Liberty's equity review event going on now. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
And now batting, Ohio's fastest-growing Volkswagen and Mazda dealer, Medina Volkswagen Mazda.
It's July, and baseball's in full swing. The Midsummer Classic, Home Run Derby, and teams are looking to start dealing as the trade deadline approaches. If you're looking to deal, look no further than Medina Volkswagen Mazda. Trade values have never been higher. In fact, they need your trade, regardless of your vehicle's age or mileage. You already know they're Ohio's home to the Volkswagen and Mazda low-price guarantee. Combine that with their record trade values, and now is the time to buy. Their award-winning, fuel-efficient lineup features the all-new Jetta, Tiguan, CC, Mazda 3, and more. Talk about a murderer's row when it comes to trade-ins. Medina Volkswagen Mazda carries a big stick. They'll sell theirs for less and give you more for yours. That's the Medina VW Mazda difference. Visit them today on Pearl Road in Medina or check them out anytime online at MedinaVWMazda.com.
Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance.
My dream is a house on a hill. Not just any hill, the perfect hill. A hill with just the right slope, so it's not too steep to walk up, yet still steep enough to ride a toboggan down in winter. And on top of this hill will be our house, with big windows and great views. After all, that's the whole point of living on a hill. And of course, we'll have a garden with tomatoes. And the house should have a large porch. We'll eat our tomatoes on the porch. And we'll have a paved driveway with a basketball hoop and two basketballs in case one rolls down the hill. And since I don't want to lose sleep worrying about storms or hail or fires damaging my dream, I'll protect it with American Family Insurance.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Whether your dream home is an apartment, condo, or house, American Family Insurance offers a variety of ways to protect it while saving you money. Find out more at amfam.com/dreams. Online, on call, in person.
American Family Insurance.
Find ESPN Cleveland on Facebook. Get the link at ESPNCleveland.com. And thanks for being a friend.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now it's time to deliver our trivia answer brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The question was, what five players have their jerseys retired by the Browns, and what numbers did they wear? And here's the answer. Quarterback Otto Graham, number 14. Running back Jim Brown, number 32. Running back Ernie Davis, number 45. Do I even have to say running back? Defensive back Don Fleming, number 46. And, of course, Lou the Toe Groza, kicker O-lineman, number 76. Congratulations to Dorsey Fought of Berea, Ohio, who won a $20 Quaker Steak and Lube gift certificate. Now, Dorsey, email us daily, D-A-I-L-Y, at clevelandbrowns.com to claim your prize. That's daily at clevelandbrowns.com, to claim your prize. So be sure to do that so we get you that gift certificate. All right, ask Vic questions now, and we're going to go to that and tell you about some of the talk with you about some of the topics that have come up with regard to free agency. Russ wants to know, he asked this via Twitter, what are Greg Little's chances of starting this year? Russ, I'm not looking for Greg to break the lineup certainly right away as a rookie. I think very tough for a receiver to do that. Right now, my projection would be Josh Cribbs, Muhammad Masakwai, Brian Robisky as the likely guys who start going into training camp. I think he's someone in whom the Browns have high hopes, and certainly as a dynamic playmaker, he could eventually work his way in there. But tradition, history tells us in the NFL, very tough for a rookie receiver to break into the starting lineup. So that would be my feeling on that one, is that it's going to be a little close or a little tight for him to wedge his way in there. And Mike Hefner, also Twitter, asked, please fill us in on the Phil Dawson situation. Hey, he's gotten the franchise tag. I would expect he signs the one-year tender, top five salaries at the position. So I think that's how it's going to rectify itself. We'll see how that plays out. This show was fun. We want to thank Tom Hecker, general manager, Phil Sims from CBS, Brian Sipe, former Browns quarterback. Enjoyed it. Talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Your home for ESPN Radio, ESPN 850, WKNR, Cleveland.
Conrad.